כתוב סמך זין סיפוך. אפילו בשבת שוחייב לכל פס. Even on Shabbos when one is required to eat bread. So there'd be room to say that since now it's a chiyuv to eat bread, then I can be mighty somebody else with his chiyuv, even though I'm not eating from the bread. Even so, you cannot make a beras ha-moitzi with somebody else. Because after having said and done, it is a beras ha-nenim. L'ishoi l'vorch l'acheim, afo b'yishen u'toyim, elo b'ichas ha-moitzi matzo v'leil rishon shel Pesach. The only time that one can make a bracha for somebody else's hamotzi is the matzah that is going to be yotze his chayva and Pesach, because that is a chiyuv. There's no way out of it. We have to eat the kazayis matzah. And another exception to the rule is birchas hayayin, the kiddush bein delayla bein shel yoyim. Both the kiddush leil Shabbos and the kiddush on Shabbos itself, even though Shabbos itself is just a birchas by priya gofen. But since you're doing it for kiddush, which is a chiyuv, therefore you can yotze somebody else without actually drinking from the wine, as long as they drink from the wine. Rambam says, "V'yesh lechol aprusa shevotza aleha koydim sheyochol pasacha." It's just a general rule: the person made a bracha on a certain bread, he should eat from that bread before he eats from any other bread. Shetehein achelas teyoven from mishum chibud mitzvah, so that the thing that he made the bracha on should be eaten the teyoven. And this is a way of being mechabev, cherishing the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shelah HaKadosh that says also that first slice that you have, you should leave a little bit also for the end of the meal, to have some of the flavor of that in your mouth at the end. Once again, this is also this idea of chibud mitzvah, that the thing you made the bracha on, you should eat part of it right away and leave part for the end of the meal. The Mishnah Berurah adds that also on the first night of Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to eat bread in the sukkah. Also, one can be moitzi somebody else with a berachas ha-moitzi, even though he's not eating it.